Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Mahomes has Edward Helaire in as the running back. He puts Noah Gray in motion. Now he goes back to a right slot. Three eligible that way. Mahomes in the pocket. Zings it. Caught! Rice on the far side. 8 yards deep in the end zone. 2 points for the Chiefs. They're within a field goal at 20-17 Indianapolis at 8:37 to go in the game. First and 10 at the Colt 41. They've moved from their own 15. This time the Colts will send a blitz, middle blitz. Mahomes over the middle, caught Kelsey at the 25, and he's ankle tackled.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
As he rolls forward, a flag is thrown on the near boundary. A 17-yard pickup pending the penalty.
Back in 8 o'clock hour. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll be with sideline reporter Josh Klingler. He'll give us a little bit more insight. Thank you for joining this sickening, disgusting show this morning on a Monday before Thanksgiving. I am excited about Thanksgiving. Got to give my buddy credit. He made the best turkey I've ever had. He just did the turkey breasts. He did a brine the night before. Soaked the turkeys in it. Dude, it tasted like chicken.
That's awesome. I had the best turkey I'd ever had yesterday, too, as well, for my friends. That's awesome.
Yeah, Friendsgiving was Saturday. Really good time. Really good crowd of people. And it was awesome because normally we go over to this guy's house and everybody's, you know, really kind of debating whether they should go home or not. They want to continue to tie one off. And it was like everybody ate. And then you just saw everyone be like, oh, all right, kids, 10 more minutes and we're getting out of here. But yeah, the brining of the turkey breast, that's hot dog. That's where it's at. Chiefs win yesterday against the Colts 23-20 in overtime. A massive win for the Chiefs, of course, this time of the season. They move on to week 13, which is in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day, which I do think last night's game was very interesting because, or yesterday's game was interesting because to me it reminded me of a baseball game when you win with a walk-off home run. What I mean by that is the momentum can carry a team that has been down in the dumps, whether it's in baseball, it's your offense has been struggling, your bullpen has been blowing leads, your starting pitching hasn't given you a chance, and you're watching your team lose night after night after night for about three or four straight games. You're like, we need something to spark this team. That yesterday, of course, was a walk-off win, the field goal that wins the game from Harrison Butker, and then the Chiefs are victorious 23-20 in overtime. And when you look at how that team can react to that, I think the advantage is having a short week because, yes, you get to feel those vibes, and I'm sure last night it was electric. Alex Gold will be here from 10 to 2 today. He'll talk about what he noticed in the locker room, maybe Rob Brenton as well. And I think when you carry that into a short week, you know what you did. Now, again, I know there were some guys that were beat up. I bet Kareem Hunt is still in the ice bath today, I would assume. Rashee Rice, a little hammy injury, it looked like. It looked like there was a little bit of a soreness there, but he finished the game, had some big plays in those final drives. And Trey Smith with the ankle. Now, obviously, they'll get back to practice today, I would assume. Monday, they got a game Thursday. There's no fooling around. Everything's, you know, back to those short week schedules when it comes to Kansas City Chiefs. But you look at this game against Dallas, the only bad thing about winning this game the way they did is that the team that you play in this week on Thanksgiving, which is their big game, they're coming off the same type of victory. Dallas down 21-0 and came back and beat the Eagles with a field goal. Eagles puked it away. Saquon Barkley was not affected. I mean, it was almost identical games from the AFC and the NFC side of things. Dallas, season on the line. They know they have the pieces. They know they have these things. They can make their team better. They went out and made trades in the trade deadline and obviously in the offseason with Micah Parsons. But they got a little bit better, right? And then you see the way they won. You see what George Pickens has done, who, by the way, Mac Morey let me know this morning that he's the second leading receiver this year in football, only behind JSN. And you know what JSN's done? Over 1,300 receiving yards. Number two, George Pickens. New place, new face sometimes works. It's working there for George Pickens. And then you look at CeeDee Lamb and Jake Ferguson and what they do, Javonte Williams as well in that backfield. Dallas has an offense. Their defense is getting better. And the Kansas City Chiefs, well, that sort of win kind of rejuvenates that. One team is going to take that into the game. The other one is going to get deflated because of the short week. Don't let that be you. Haven't won in Dallas since the text line of Mac finally told us, 1975. This is it. This is a massive, massive game. And I know every game the rest of the year until you get to that point where you're like, all right, we're in, which might be Christmas night against the Broncos. You might have to beat the Broncos to solidify a wild card spot because after that game, there's only one game left, and that's the Raiders. You've got the Titans and the Raiders on the schedule left. You have four massive, massive juggernauts of opponents. You've got Dallas this week. Whether you want to believe it or not, that's a powerful offense. It's on the road. It's in Dallas. You don't win there very often. Don't play there very often. Then you have the Houston Texans. We saw what they did to Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills. That defensive line looks like it's starting to play better. Looks like D'Amico Ryans has his guys ready for a playoff push. They gave you fits last year. You won the game. They talked a lot of crap. You won the game. And then you get the Tennessee Titans. Then you get the Chargers. Then you get the Broncos. Then you get the Raiders. every game moving forward for this Kansas City Chiefs game will obviously feel like a playoff game. And you saw what they did with adversity this week. They're 1-0. They're 1-0 with this narrative. And that walk-off win, I think, can rejuvenate a team to play better than they may have performed. Because everyone told me this year they're better than the team last year that went 15-1 with the starters. But they went 12-0 in one-score games. They got their first win in a one-score game. They're now 1-5. And that's the crazy thing. You think of two other games. I'm not going to say you're going to get all five of them. It's like in golf. I can't go on my car ride home and tell myself, okay, every bogey I got should be a par. Take away three bogeys and still keep the other six on the scorecard, but I'm going to be three shots better. Take away five one-score losses and add two wins, and you're 2-3. This team is in the playoffs. Like, that's how crazy these type of games can be. And the Chiefs finally won one yesterday in walk-off fashion where they leaned on their running game. And their quarterback, who still seems to be a little glitchy, kind of started to work things out a little bit towards the end of the game. And you threw it to Rashee Rice. And again, what we said was, less is more. Go with your guys. Kareem Hunt, 30 carries. Patrick Mahomes, 30 rushing yards. Clutch rushing yards when it mattered. Travis Kelce, what, 4 for 43? All that stuff was there, and they went with it, and they won, and the Colts puked it away. They're up 20-9 with less than 2 minutes left in the third quarter, and that's supposed to be a playoff team that you might have to go on the road and play another playoff team. That shows you guys you couldn't do it yesterday, and the Chiefs did. The Chiefs win 23-20 in overtime. We had our scripts last week. We know what mine was, but let's hear how wrong I was and how right the other two were.
It's the details. We've compared the Broncos game last week to the Jags game earlier in the season. That's what we've done all week. Well, let's keep that comparison up. What happened after that Jaguars game? They cleaned it up, and they played arguably their best game all season, and they definitely played their best two games of the season. Mahomes and Andy are going to find this easy button again. They're going to find it in the forms of 87 and number 4. Both those guys are going to score. Both of them are going to have at least 5 receptions. Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice, that is. We'll still see at least 3 deep shots from Patrick Mahomes. I don't think they're going to completely get rid of that in their game. We'll see at least 16 total carries from the running backs. This team has less than 5 penalties. Chris Jones has back-to-back good games, and Spags listens. He blitzes, and he gets to Daniel Jones early and often. Jonathan Taylor, less than 100 total yards on the ground. I don't know about all-purpose, but on the ground specifically, less than 100. Chiefs win in tight fashion, 24-20.
For me, this week, who really is Andy Reid? Who really is Patrick Mahomes? We know exactly who those guys are when this team is winning and it's fun, but when their backs are against the wall, we really don't know who they are. They've not been in those situations before. We will know who Mahomes and Andy Reid really are after this game, and we need Andy to run the ball. Pacheco needs over 20 carries if he's playing in this game. No excuses. 87 needs to be the top receiver on Sunday. He will be. He'll get into the end zone. In fact, he and 15 take over the game. Chris Jones continues where he left off and has a big day, and when the Chiefs have set their minds to something and stopping a running back, what do? They stop that running back, right? So I expect them to stop the running game and Jonathan Taylor for the Indianapolis Colts. He'll be held under 100 yards. Chiefs win 24-14.
Here we go. Big game, big team. Colts do a lot of stuff that the Chiefs struggle to stop, with stuff like play action, running with control, with a lead running back and one hell of a tight end. That being said, I've read the room this week. I've heard what people have said. I get what's going on. But what we've seen the most this week is that we've focused on the Chiefs being a predictable team. There's some doubt within the verbiage that's been used by coordinators, coaches, and players. I do see the Chiefs blitzing a lot. I see the Chiefs getting to Daniel Jones. I think they can cause him to force a turnover, whether that be a fumble or an interception. I really do look at this game as less is more. Go to Travis Kelce. I see that because I can see Mahomes doing that. 5 for 65, maybe finding him in the red area in this game, getting him another touchdown that Bob would love. I think mistakes are, and I think they can take advantage of it. Lean on the pros like Kelce, like I said, 5 for 65. I think Rashee Rice could have a good game in this game. I don't think Sauce Gardner is that scary in my personal opinion. I can see Rashee Rice having 8 for 79 and also a touchdown. I think Taylor is going to have 100-plus yards. I think he is going to run on this defense. I think Ty Warren is the biggest problem that this defense is going to face, and yet here we are once again. Nobody's talking about the tight end for the Indianapolis Colts like nobody talked about the tight end for the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. I can see him absolutely owning that middle of the field, charging Chiefs players rent for their time being there, not owning it, but being there. This game is going to look, to my personal belief, a lot like that Buffalo game. Can the Chiefs change history? Would like to say I would like to take the Chiefs in this game. I don't know if I can. So I'll take the Chiefs this week to lose to the Indianapolis Colts, 28-24, season's over. It's time to rebuild, get a facelift, and change the direction of this team.
Oh,
the Chiefs
yeah.
will lose this game, 28-24, to the Indianapolis Colts.
Reverse psychology, baby.
Rebuild. Yeah, get that facelift, that Botox.
That's right, baby. They you got it with a walk-off kick. They just fixed Harrison Butker with a facelift. You trust him now. You do.
Fix you with a
BBL stinky.
Better believe it. Somebody says, laugh my ass off, Duster.
Love it.
Somebody says, Max, spot effing on, taking your picks against Dallas to the books.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Somebody says, I sat next to a Colts fan at the game yesterday, and it was his birthday.
Oh.
He said that Patrick Mahomes ruined his birthday. We are so
awesome.
Back. I dig the passion for this win, fellas. Oh. Go Chiefs. I told you they were going to win because I told you they were going to lose. It can be both, dude.
Get bent.
Yeah, well.
Suck it.
Pretty much.
Oh, baby.
It's Thanksgiving. You're supposed to be thankful. Thankful for picking them to lose, knowing that they were going to win. Dallas, 35-0. I'm kidding. That is the script. We'll get into Josh Klingler in about 10 minutes, and we'll tell you where we missed on our Chiefs parlay here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
We'll get to Kling in about 4 minutes from now. No, we won't. We'll get to Kling in about 3 minutes from now as we do the Monday before Thanksgiving. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving with all your family members and just smash food.
Smash.
Janae on Twitter just put a GIF up of Michael Scott saying, told you, and said Dusty Likens this morning.
Let's go. Love it. Who was it?
Janae.
Damn right, Janae. Damn right. Tell them all day, listeners.
I told you guys they were going to win the game by telling you they were going to lose the game.
That was me. I was the confident one.
This comes from the 720. I'm out on listening to Alex Gold on picks. I'm listening to Mac Bro spot on.
Oh, jeez. A lot of pressure. I don't know about that.
Wrong, Dusty. Own your take, buddy. Mac was the only one that kept believing last week. Stay focused. Stay the course, Mac.
Mac's awesome.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep.
I think Dusty needs a rebuild from the 4 months.
That's fair. I own it. I picked him to lose. I said it. In the script, I picked him to lose, which if they were to lose, the season would have been over. So I stand on that business. I picked him to lose. I 100% did.
I think later we're going to talk to Kling, obviously. Maybe we can ask him too. But I think later, because part of your prediction, it made me think of it. Because like, where was Tyler Warren yesterday? Like 40-something yards? Mm. Like in your prediction, like owning the middle of the field, like, I believed you when you said that. That was a worry I had going into that game. I thought he was going to be a massive, massive issue. So, again, dude, kudos to Spags and that defense. I knew they could stop Jonathan Taylor because I have seen them do that before. I was very skeptical of their abilities to cover a tight end with their linebackers and safeties. They did that yesterday.
New bit starting just now. Is it sarcastic from the text line? Damian Pierce is such an explosive signing. That's why it's a good bit. Is it or is it not sarcasm?
I think he's legit.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if I agree.
Is he starting on Thursday? Has to be.
Starting? No. I mean, Hunt's getting the start.
Yeah. I mean, is he going to play, I should say?
Suit up play? I believe so. 913 says they won $623 on a $50 bet. Let's go, baby.
Come on now. Our parlay did not hit.
Yeah. Did we go 0-3?
We did.
God dang it.
We had Travis Kelce anytime touchdown from Bob got wiped off from the face mask call.
Dumb.
You had Kelce 50 yards or more, 43, I believe is what he had. four for 43?
Yeah, I think so.
I had Tyler Warren over 50 and a half yards. He had 45. So we missed our three-leg parlay on a total of what? 8 yards and a bad call to take away a touchdown. Hate to see it. Hate to see it. That was our Friday Chiefs parlay, and it is brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting, the way it should be, is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. I would still trust Alex Gold with his picks. The guy literally, it's like what he does. He has that betting show.
Yeah, I would too.
he's got stake at the Circa booth down in Vegas. Like, when he gets there, they're like, put your chest hair right here in this pool and just gamble, baby, and let people know how they can win money. How do you do that? You don't bet on the Bills. 27,000 bets lost on the Bills. $1.2 million in profit for Vegas. Yeah. Pierce is going to be the new returner. Dusty, you sick SOB. You did it. You know you have to keep bidding against the Chiefs now, right? Of course. Yes. Let's get to Kling.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klinger.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klinger with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Watson, yes!
It was Watson, no, on the first penalty of the special teams of the day, if I believe that's who it was. We go out to the sideline reporter on the Chiefs Radio Network, Josh Klingler. Kling, how are you on this Victory Monday?
Man, I don't normally rewatch games a lot. Like, I'll watch, like, a condensed version. I wish I had more time. I found that game to be just thoroughly entertaining from, like, start to finish with all the drama that was happening kind of back and forth and the Chiefs digging themselves out. I just found that to be a very fascinating regular season football game that obviously had a lot on the line for Kansas City.
That was a game that there were people there, Aussie, my guy being one of them, saying it. The tension towards the end felt similar to that 13-second game. What say you? You were there. You felt the vibes. I felt that crowd through my TV on the opening drive causing three penalties, at least in my opinion. What was the kind of the vibe like standing there and hearing all that from the jump to being down 20-9, coming back and winning that game in overtime?
Yeah, I mean, as the deficit grew, it got like more and more nervous. There were a few boos, which you haven't heard for a while, like when the offense was kind of sputtering around. And then there was one third down in the second half where I thought the place was absolutely rumbling. And I thought, wow, okay, they're back. They're into it. And Chiefs obviously flipped on the switch defensively and got that place really going. And then I thought the crowd was just amazing in the second half of that game, kind of helping will the Chiefs back to the victory. But yeah, it was tense the entire week, right? I mean, you guys know it. Starting from Monday, everybody was angry, and then the tension kind of grew through the week, and certainly that's what the feel was, you know, around the team as well, that was kind of bunkering in and not sure where they stood, and it clearly backs against their wall because you saw the performance they put out, and they expended a ton of effort to get that one done. I'm a little worried, and I know we'll get to it coming up in a few minutes about the kind of the residual effect of that, but you had to win this one first before you could get to anything else that's forward, and we knew how big this one was to try to get back over 500.
Yeah, I comp this game that they won yesterday, and you know you've seen these a lot too, and you've heard people have these takes before, where in baseball you've lost 3-4 in a row, your offense is stagnant, your pitching is either blown leads in the bullpen or something that it just seems depleting. And then you have that walk-off kaboom, right? Like the home run or whatever. And all of a sudden, you let's say you hit that walk-off home run on Friday night, then you win the series on Saturday, then you sweep the series on Sunday, then you ride that momentum into the next series, and you start to see the life of your team become more of a team that you planned on watching, almost like a gut check moment. That had to be that yesterday for this Chiefs team.
Yeah, absolutely. And then couple that with, I mean, imagine they don't win this game. They're 5-6. They're going on the road in just a couple of days for a holiday game, and human nature would kick in, right? I mean, I don't know how you'd have the massive energy to go do that. Everybody's got family probably coming to town in some form, you know, if you're having a late Thanksgiving with your family or they're having Thanksgiving without you, whatever, you know what I mean? That dynamic, the human element of it. I don't know how you would at 5-6, get on that plane and have confidence, like, we're going to go and win a game and come back and then do everything else. No, I think they needed the juice of that on the short week, especially to get that thing done. So I look at it not as much from the football side in that one, but from the human side. Like, how would you bounce back if you felt like, well, we may be toast, and now we got to go on a road game on a holiday, which is a trek for everybody, and it's only in a few days, and my body hurts, and I got to get on a plane. I don't think that would have been a good recipe at all. So to get this one in any way, shape, or form, was this one perfect? No, but you just had to get it. Just absolutely had to get it and give yourselves a chance in the standings and also a feel that you can get one done.
We've seen, obviously, the first one-score win this season, but 0-5 before, and a lot in those games, a lot of helmet throwing, screaming on the sideline. You mentioned what the crowd was like and how they were able to get back into it. Was there a juxtaposition what we saw yesterday on the sideline and maybe what we saw in those other five close games? Like, was there a Mahomes speech? Was Kelsey walking around saying, we're good? Like, what was the vibe?
I think there was a little more of making sure you kept everybody engaged yesterday, and whether that was a player or a coach. I felt like there was a lot of that because they were riding the emotional wave all day on the sidelines too, much like kind of the crowd. Like, when it wasn't going well, guys were kind of facing forward, some of them with their helmets on, kind of not a lot of chatter. Other times there was the, you know, somebody doing the hype up, those types of things. Certainly that first turnover right away, I thought, uh-oh, right? You give up the interception deep in the territory. The offense barely goes back to the bench. I don't know that everybody even went back to the bench knowing they're going to come back on the field so quickly. And you thought, okay, all that juice to start the game was evaporated, but they kind of dialed it back in. And then once the defense, I think the defense really fed, obviously the performance of the defense fed what was going on, but the defense, I think, fed the offensive, like, hey, we got you. Here's the ball back. Go do something. Here's the ball back. Go do something. I think that kind of snowballed upon itself and ended up, you know, the perfect wake-up call for this offense.
Kling, if I'd have told you that Jonathan Taylor would run the ball 16 times for 58 yards and Kareem Hunt would run the ball 30 times for 104, you'd have told me I was high and that I needed to figure out what the hell I was doing. But that was the number. Kareem, 30 for 104, the 3.5 average. Jonathan Taylor, 16 for 58, where the Colts ran away from the run, the Chiefs ran into the run. Had to love to see that from Kareem Hunt yesterday.
Well, Kareem Hunt was just absolutely gassed after the game, and I think rightfully so. I mean, he put in some work yesterday and kind of willed that rushing attack. Yeah, everybody wanted him to run the football, right? I mean, everybody was like, run the football, run the football. They ran the football, maybe to a fault. They might have ran too much yesterday, but, you know, Kareem Hunt really picked up the load. It would have been nice to have, obviously, Pacheco involved as well, because I still think you can't have this run game particularly on one of those guys. It has to be the combination of both. They're just not going to hold up at this stage. But he told me after the game, I'd take 100 carries if they'd given them to me. But he was had, you know, grass stains from head to toe and was huffing and puffing even after the game. And I could tell he was really beat. So he's one of those guys that just rest and recovery, because they're going to need him again coming up on Thursday. And then the flip side, that looked like what teams used to do against the Chiefs, which is panic and get out of what they do. And so love to see it, because the Chiefs used to be able to squeeze people into that mode. I don't know how you give Jonathan Taylor one carry in the fourth quarter and two carries in overtime and put the game on the back of Daniel Jones, but that's exactly what they did. And make Jones, I don't know if they're trying to prove that Jones can be more than a game manager type, but that's just silly. You win that ball game if you hand the ball off to Jonathan Taylor. I'm convinced, even as the Chiefs were making, you know, those stops, they had a third and one where they threw the football where I was like, are you kidding me? Line up and run Jonathan Taylor. So I thought the Colts did a terrific job of doing their part to keep the Chiefs in the game to be able to have the comeback as well. You can credit the defense for getting teams out of rhythm. I would say yes, the Chiefs defense definitely made their adjustments, but also I think Indianapolis got out of their head and tried to do too much with the quarterback.
Two things. One, would you describe that as like a Kareem Hunt legacy game? And two, can he do that again?
You know, if you ask him to carry it 30 times on Thursday, are we all raising our hand and saying that's the best plan of attack?
Now you don't want to run the ball.
Well, no,
I'm kidding.
You know, I don't know how close Pacheco is. Uh-huh. I'm hopeful that he's close. I know that, you know, they got this Pierce kid in there, but they're, you know, I don't think he's going to come and run the football. Clearly the third running back is getting something, because we've seen either Clyde or Mitchell get carries when they're playing. Rashard Smith still not either trusted enough or has enough of the playbook or whatever to get touches running the football. So it's kind of a one horse running game right now. And that's a little bit dangerous when you're talking about, you know, a guy his age and his wear and tear now. So if you got two of them, yeah, let's run it 41 times. I don't know if Thursday you can go out there and say, run it 41 times, Kareem. Here's another 30 carries and expect him to be able to hold up.
We talked yesterday or last week, and basically my narrative all week was less is more. You know, you've been to those places where you've got the slew of options, but if you just narrow it down to three, like you could put 50 toppings on your pizza, but really you just need the three to satisfy you. That seems like what they did yesterday with the offensive game plan. They went to Rashee Rice. They went to Kareem Hunt. Mahomes 30 yards rushing when he needed to do it. It looked like they were able to do less with more
at times. Right.
Yeah.
But I still think the red zone stuff is doing more when they could do less. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's when they get in the red zone, we all look for it, right? There's a goofy formation. Here's something they're going to try. Mm-hmm. Wildcat Kelsey, all that kind of stuff where you go, oh man, this offense should be good enough just to line up, spread people out, and create some mismatches. So I would like to see more of that. I don't know if you do. I know it keeps the guys engaged. I know it's fun. But at times it's like, my goodness, you know, they had probably three plays yesterday that were kind of, I don't want to say gimmicky, but that were kind of unique that you weren't going to use a lot that end up not being able to run, like including the Wildcat Kelsey, right? Because it ended up with a penalty. So you've kind of used up those plays and thrown them away. I would like to keep it a little bit simpler in that regard at times, but we know that's part of this offense. And I'll just sound like the old man in that one, because I know that they're going to continue to throw out different looks, mm-hmm. but the red zone stuff still needs to be cleaned up. I think that's the one thing coming out of this game that you got to get a better attack in the red zone, more comfortable in the red zone, not make those key mistakes when there's time to put points on the board, because you're not like other years where you're just going to keep getting opportunity to try to score. You got to take advantage when you do.
No doubt. And then you look at this game that happened yesterday and you think, okay, massive advantage going into Dallas, come from behind, overtime win. And then the same damn game happened in Dallas as well, as they're going to take that into Thursday's game on Thanksgiving. They're big, you know, hoopla they do every year. What do you like about this game going into Dallas?
Yeah, I wish that they would have been, you know, blown out in that game. they came back from that big deficit as well. I'm like, oh, darn, I was hoping they would have no juice. Certainly they're good offensively, but I do trust the Chiefs defense, especially when they start making those adjustments. You know, we've seen it. They give stuff up early, then they lock down. That was a classic Steve Spagnuolo Chiefs defensive performance. And so it's going to be incumbent upon the defense to play with that kind of energy again. I thought they played with a tremendous bounce yesterday. I thought, you know, Chris Jones, you still look at the stat sheet and there's not a ton. He was amazing yesterday. Like, he was just wrecking the middle. Once he got Bolton and Tranquil running downhill, it was pretty to watch. So they're going to have to contain that offense and kind of set the tone against the Dallas offense, because I think that offense can still put up some points. They have some questions maybe on defense. Hopefully the Chiefs can take advantage of that offensively.
And then yesterday, I mean, Spags and the defense, the star of the show, along with Kareem Hunt, so I'm not complaining, just more confused and observing. Again, no snaps for Noel Williams. What's the deal with that? What's your take there?
I don't know, because yesterday, you know, Chris Rowan Wallace played quite a bit of time at defensive back, right? And so it seems like that they are just not settled on the third corner at the moment. And I don't know if it's something, again, he's not picking up or what's going on, because it seems like that's an audition that's currently underway. You saw, you know, that Christian Fulton experiment for a week last week. It was Christian Rowan Wallace this week until he got nicked late. And then just kind of mixing and matching in the secondary. So, yeah, not sure, because Noel Williams, I thought, was good earlier in the season. So I don't know why he's not getting a longer look. He's playing a lot on special teams, but not seeing him in the regular defensive rotation. So hopefully, I think they're going to need him, you know, moving forward. So hopefully he finds his way into the mix somehow, some way, because he'd love to get him some playing time.
No doubt about it, Kling. We will talk to you on December 1st, and hopefully this team is 7-5 and getting ready to face another challenge in those Houston Texans.
That would be fun. Another game that probably wasn't circled, but you know, Chiefs get a win on Thursday. Sunday night football will be circled once again with a with a big one against a Houston team, I guess, that got themselves off the mat this week too, right? I mean, they look like a team that was vastly different in their matchup with Buffalo and that sack performance. So everyone's big, I guess, from here on out. Here we go.
No doubt about it, Kling. We appreciate it. Take care. Have a good Thanksgiving with the fam.
You guys too.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Kling. Josh Klingler there joining us as he does every Monday. Coming up on the other side, let's talk about those Cowboys, because, Mac, are you okay to move on from this Colts game since we got a short week? Or you want to still talk about it?
I don't know. I'll move on. I'm still celebrating. We can move on.
Okay.
I know that I'm hard.
We'll still talk a little Colts Chiefs, but we move on to what is the Thanksgiving Day game at 3:30 our time here on 96.5 The Fan. It's Chiefs, it's Cowboys, it's celebratory Red Monday here on 96.5 The Fan with Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. We'll be right back on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Victory Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you today. Mac will be back on Friday at 8 a.m. till 11. So there'll be some programming changes. 8 a.m. to 11 is Mac and Drew.
We'll be celebrating the Chiefs being 7-5.
Ooh, okay. That point. And then Bink and Logie Berra from 11 to 2.
Love it.
And then Dot and I don't know who from 2 to 5.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who.
But I know it ain't Rob.
It ain't Rob.
Nope. This comes from Jesse Newell, The Athletic. The Chiefs outgained the Colts 494-255 on Sunday, per True Media Sports. 2025 NFL teams that outgained their opponents by 235 or more entering Week 12 were 6-0, had won by double digits, had an average margin of victory of 23. Chiefs beat the Colts by 3 in overtime. Is there still any concern?
For sure.
Okay.
For
what
sure.
would your top three concerns could be? And I think we could do this together. Number one, special teams.
Special teams, 100%.
Number two, Mahomes getting it right. Still looks a little off. Looks like he still doesn't trust the driver. Still hitting off the tee box with an iron or a three wood.
Yep.
And then number three, you like to bring it home with the defensive line.
Yep.
You can sack Dak.
I agree that. Yes,
Daniel
yes.
Jones a little more mobile. That calf injury, that's a fraud injury report, by the way. That was fraudulent.
Frauds.
Yeah. But you got to get home to Dak.
You can get home to Dak. 100%. I agree. I would refine number two and just say, yes, I agree. Mahomes is missing throws. There's something. And I would also just slash Andy Reid. But yes, I'm with you. Those are my top three. I would say that. But you're right. Special teams, it might be a resounding one. I don't think that's the reasons that it was close yesterday when it should have been. It's more of the offense and Mahomes. But I mean, special teams didn't help. Didn't help once, man.
Yeah, the Chiefs ran, I want to say it was 87 plays yesterday.
It's absurd.
Mahomes threw the ball 46 times. The Chiefs ran the ball 41 times. 30 runs from Kareem Hunt, 4 runs from Mahomes, 5 from CEH, 1 and 1 from Rashard Smith and Travis Kelce. So 41 runs on 87 plays. Whereas the Colts, they had 50 total plays, and they ran the ball 19 times. The Colts played the way the Chiefs have played all year.
Yep.
Couldn't close it, couldn't win in a one-score game, lost to a playoff team, and lost on the road. The Chiefs are now, what, 4-1 at home?
Mm-hmm.
And the Colts are 2-3 on the road. The Colts have lost to the Steelers on the road, and they've lost to the Chiefs on the road. So, interesting that the Chiefs ran the ball and stuck with it, I think is the big takeaway. They leaned on Kareem Hunt, and as we just had Kling on the show, he looked gassed. He should have been.
Yeah, damn,
that was his
dude.
Game.
Yes.
That was his game. That's one of the games when you look back on Kareem Hunt's history with the Kansas City Chiefs, that will be one that sticks out on the stat sheet. 30 for 104 and a touchdown. And he did have a crucial fumble. And the Chiefs did have the ball back with 7:47 and went 3 and out. It was there for the Colts. They didn't take it.
Oh, my God. It was so 4 straight 3 and outs for the Colts offense. Mm-hmm. You only give Jonathan Taylor the ball, 3 or 4 times in that whole time span? 2 of those drives, you'd pass 3 straight times. I mean, they shot themselves in the foot so many times, and the difference this time was the Chiefs finally took advantage, something that we saw them do so many times last season,
right?
And they weren't able to do it, not only on just certain mistakes, but also just blunders as far as game plan. I mean, no Jonathan Taylor in the fourth quarter is a Shane Steichen blunder. I mean, that is going to go back to being on him. In a playoff environment, in a hostile environment, your offensive player of the year, your tried and true guy, your best player, you went away from. And the Chiefs did the opposite. I mean, how many people, if you would have asked me after the first half, dude, hey, are the Chiefs going to keep running the ball? I would have said, no. They're going to get in their heads. They're going to rush. They're going to play fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't.
What's 74 plus 74?
148.
Okay. Chiefs had 148 yards rushing. The Colts had 74.
Double.
They doubled their running total. Woo. And that's coming from the number one running team in football. And you took them out of their game. You took their best player away. And you let Daniel Jones try to beat you. And he couldn't. And you gave him the opportunity. I mean, you gave him a free seven.
Gave them 7 points.
I mean, you threw that stupid interception on the second play of the game. I think we can all agree to that. You threw it behind Rice. It gets tipped up in the air. You're way too close to your end zone to have a play like that happen. And the Colts scored after going three, after not going three and out, but after stalling on their drive. And you let them walk into the end zone and still won the game. Like, if you're a Colts fan today or you're Indianapolis radio, you're telling yourself that was a win that we let get away. And how many times have we done that on the Chiefs board today or this season? Jacksonville.
Every loss.
Philadelphia. Yep. Buffalo. Chargers. Like, you could have won those games. And now you're 1-5 in one score games. And imagine if you were 2-3. You'd be 7-4 right now. Looking right at Buffalo in the eyes, looking right at the Chargers in the eyes, looking past Jacksonville, looking past Houston, and now you're the 10th seed in the playoffs. And everybody's like, well, that doesn't make sense. You win, you go down. That's why you wanted Buffalo to beat Houston.
100%. Would have been huge. To me, we are still in the phase of you control your own destiny. There's enough of this season yet left that these guys are going to mess up. And a lot of these guys are going to beat each other up. The Texans, Colts, and Jags... the Texans and Jags both play the Colts twice. There's four games right there between those three teams. So Colts could lose the AFC South. A lot could happen there, but the Texans could lose once or twice to the Colts. The Jags could lose once or twice to the Colts. So much can happen. They have time to mess up. The Chargers have a couple of tough games in there. Like, to me, obviously was rooting for Buffalo, as that hurts to say on Thursday against the Texans. But to me, we're still at that place because they won that game yesterday. Hey, just keep winning and you'll get in. You are in control of your own destiny. I mean, the Jags, they'll play the Titans next week. They'll win. They've got the Colts then they play the Jets. They'll win. Then they go at Broncos, at Colts. It's possible three losses there. Definitely two in my mind. Those are two losses right there.
For sure. And I love that the Broncos have to come here on Christmas night.
Huge.
Even though I hate the Christmas Day games. But I'm looking at it from like a matchup perspective. And then the Chargers have to come here. And the Texans have to come here.
All the tough teams from here on out are at home, which is where you've played exponentially
well,
better.
Not all. You have a tough one this Thursday.
Fair. I'll give the Cowboys tough. You're right. You're right. I was meaning December. You're right. All the tough games in December. My fault. Didn't say that. So you're
which
right.
Normally is where Mahomes starts to really turn it on.
Turn it on. Playoffs.
Yeah. And, you know, I think he's one of those guys that I think he probably saw that game yesterday and knows he left a lot out there. You know, yeah, the scorecard in the golf round looks great, but you go back and, you know, dissect it, and you're like, well, hole 7, I didn't need a double there. Yep. Hole 10, I shouldn't have
had
know,
a birdie,
done this.
Missed a gimme. Like, right. Yeah. I mean, Rasheed Rice, like, when they settled for another field goal, I'm trying to remember when it was. I have it written down in my notes somewhere.
Come on.
A second. I'll look at it and say. But people will know what I'm talking about. Rasheed Rice, little quick out in the corner, and Mahomes is late and misses him behind.
He threw to the wrong shoulder.
Like, that is a timing boundary. You have to hit that as a quarterback. That's on you.
Because he hit it to Xavier Worthy with that great catch on the other side of the field, yes, where it was the fingertip. It had to be there. That's the same play, but you get 7 out of it instead of 3.
Exactly. No, those are just those little things that, again, if you're trusting one guy to fix that, I'm going to trust 15. Now, you were out, justifiably so, before they won. We back in. We'll welcome you back.
I'm not back in.
Okay.
I'm not back
in. This Thursday, you back?
Are they in the playoffs?
Well, no one's in the playoffs because it's week 13.
Come on. That's a Bob Fesco response if I've ever heard one of
them. Hello, America.
I'm not back in. That's a big win. That's a step in the right direction.
Yep.
But there's still flaws that are... the Colts definitely pissed that one away. But the Chiefs overcame it. So I will give them all the credit in the world. I was wrong. I didn't think they'd win this game. But if you'd have told me the Chiefs would have outrushed them by more than half or half, 148 to 74. That was the rushing totals for both teams.
Massive.
Doubled the Colts rushing total.
That's crazy.
I just didn't think another guy would come in here and run a dummy O offense and just ignore what he has. I mean, that's insane. Like, why you just don't give Jonathan Taylor? Not my fault. That's a Shane Steichen fault. Like, that's on you, bud.
Yep.
Welcome to Arrowhead in a playoff environment. You got scared. Facts. You tried to trust Daniel Jones, and it backfired. And that's what's going to happen more often than not. And now you have Indianapolis going, man, we really need that one seed. Well, Denver's ahead of you. And Denver beat the Chiefs, and you lost to the Chiefs. So there's a common opponent. I'm pretty sure, did Denver play the Steelers this year? I don't know. I doubt it.
I don't think
but
so.
But either way, Colts lose to the Chiefs. Denver beats the Chiefs. The Denver Broncos sit at the top spot. How fun would that be? How fun would that be? AFC Championship game in Mile High. Mm. Chiefs-Broncos. I know that I'm hard. You better believe it. If they can get there, it'll be a stiff week of football.
It'll be great
talk.
When it happens.
Okay. Somebody says Pat McAfee's going to be pissed today. Oh, I believe it.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
I'm interested to hear what he has to say, because he's always been a Chief believer. He said the Chiefs gun Chief. They're going to do their thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I'm interested to see what Coward's take is today. And I'm sure Nick Wright will be unbearable today.
Oh, man, he's going to be, yes. Was Colin out, or was he kind of just like still on the line?
Can't give up on the Chiefs, but there are signs of why you would type of thing. And totally it was Josh Allen's galaxy.
Josh Allen's galaxy, man. That's right. Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Stafford MVP.
He is minus 215 today.
Dude, it's crazy. Minus 215 is nuts.
Yeah, it's over.
Might be. I mean, if he just plays.
Well, Jonathan Taylor can't win MVP now.
No.
There's no chance. Not that he ever was going to, but there's no chance now.
And like Mahomes, I mean.
He'd have to win the division, which he can't.
Can't.
Can he?
Technically, yes. Mathematically, yes.
If they went out and Denver loses three.
Loses some, yes.
So he could win the division. If he does win the division.
Sure. Wins the division, maybe.
But Stafford's been there all year.
Yep.
Stafford's been the consistent.
Agreed.
And no one's mad about it.
No.
No one's like, he doesn't deserve it.
That's so true. It is unanimous. No one's like, what? Stafford?
Like last year was like Burrow, Allen, Lamar.
Big arguments.
This
big
year
disagreements.
It's Stafford. That's fine.
I'm going
to never want
that.
It. It's,
yes.
not, it's not like they're giving it to him. He's taking it. Last year it was kind of given to Allen. This year, Stafford, I'm taking that award, and I have the best team in football. And there's no question. The Rams are the best team in football. They're the best sound team on both sides of the football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Puka and Devontae.
Agreed.
With Kyron Williams, who didn't do anything yesterday, but he didn't have to. The Bucks fell apart. Baker got the shoulder injury. It's not their fault. Baker's been beat up all year. The Rams are the best team in football. And Matthew Stafford is anchoring that team, and he's been brilliant. When we thought he was going to be fragile, we thought he was going to be weakened at Bernie's all year with Matt Stafford. And he's out there saying, check this out. So, coming up on the other side, we give credit to Kareem Hunt, but we give credit to the other person that was massive in this game, and he wasn't a player, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.